adding value is not about put out content that nobody is necessarily going to see or resonate with. It's literally about trying to get to know your audience.
Welcome to the RAND CRE Show, commercial real estate with no stone left unturned.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the RAND CRE Show. I'm your host, Mike Taravella. Unfortunately, my co-host couldn't make it today, but we have the one and only Yonah Weiss on here. Yonah, if you don't recognize him, you clearly don't have a LinkedIn. But Yonah is the business director at Madison Specs, a national cost segregation leader. He's assisted not only his clients, but I'm pretty sure half the commercial real estate and community on LinkedIn. He's an absolute amazing resource to have. Even NMHC, we were just talking before, last year was a blast. So Yonah, welcome to the podcast. How's your day going?
Thank you so much, Mike. What an introduction. It's a pleasure to be joining you here, and I'm so glad to take the time.
Yeah, so one thing I think I want to bring up is why LinkedIn? I think when building a community, there's so many different platforms, from Clubhouse now to TikTok, you know, everywhere in between. I'd love to hear kind of how you got started, why LinkedIn and how you got started.
So social media was kind of foreign to me a few years back. And, but one day I stumbled upon LinkedIn. I think like a lot of people who had a LinkedIn account for, you know, 10, 15 years or so since they opened the platform, remembered it to be something that was just like a place to post your resume or to find a job. And that's how it originally started. But about, I'd say 3 years ago or so, when Microsoft acquired LinkedIn, a short time after that, it really turned into a much more content heavy platform. So people sharing content, which had really never been done before, besides for long form articles that used to be very popular on LinkedIn. And I, you know, kind of just, I happened upon LinkedIn. It's actually a funny story how I happened upon LinkedIn, but I logged back in once after having not logged in for a few years and noticed like people on someone on a video and like, you know, and other people like having comments. I was like, oh, this is so interesting. And I found it fascinating. I started scrolling through the newsfeed and seeing other people doing this as well. And I was like, oh, this is like a thing now. People are just kind of like sharing their ideas and different ways. And until I found that, yeah, it was a thing. It was like a new thing. And I found someone who actually started a training program, but it was a free kind of tutorial where it showed you how to use LinkedIn to post original content and what type of content to post and all the different forms and all the different ways to do it. And I just like, okay, let me try this. Let's do this. So it was a 30-day challenge, just post every single day and see where that led you. And I learned so much from that challenge. And literally the biggest thing I learned from that was the importance of consistency on social media. And as time went on, I started noticing, you know, other trends, and I hadn't even been on other social media platforms, not, you know, Facebook. I didn't even have an account on Facebook. I didn't have Instagram. I was pretty active on BiggerPockets, because that has a little bit of a social media kind of a feel to it, even though it's more like forums and questions and answers. And that's really how I stumbled upon LinkedIn originally.
Yeah, I think that evolution, I remember back when I was in college, going through all the career fairs, it's like you said, it's your resume with a face. And then the evolution of people are posting more and more. And then once I kind of realized it was that social media platform, once hashtags got involved, I think it was competing with Twitter. But I think that functionality was kind of realizing, oh, hey, here it is. So it's always a funny kind of how all the social medias kind of morph into each other. But that I couldn't agree more of just seeing the evolution of LinkedIn becoming that community and more than just a resume with your face on it.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I picked up early on also was there are other people who are social or digital marketing experts, people that do this for a living. And I really just started watching them and seeing what they were doing and how they were using the platform. And I came across someone who probably everyone's heard of, Gary Vaynerchuk, right? Gary V. And I quickly became a big fan of his content and his ideas of how to use social media. And he was, you know, talking about how important LinkedIn was even back then. And I read a couple of his books, right? Jab, 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 Right Hook, which is a great one. You know, it was Crush It and then Crushing It, the sequel to that. And it's all about how to use social media. And I didn't see so much from other platforms, because again, I wasn't using them, even though he talks about all of them and Twitter and Instagram and all that. But because I resonated so much with LinkedIn, because it's like a business networking environment. So it's much more professional. And that's what I was looking for. I was looking for professional business networking, not necessarily, you know, using other forms of social media to sell a product. And LinkedIn had such an incredible organic reach that still does to this day, less so, but still so much more than any other platform, that if you just are consistent, you can get in front of so many people and so many of the right people.
And that's a big piece, is consistency, right? Like with our podcast, our principals, Jake and Gino, have done it for over 5 years. And that's how people associate, even today, leads coming through bigger pockets, I think is a good piece, because even though it is a forum and you can get connections, I think it's that ability to scale, right? If you get, it's kind of like the viral video. You get one viral video, everyone's going to see it, versus in bigger pockets, it's more forum based. So you probably won't get that resonation. I actually have a funny story about Gary Vaynerchuk. I was rereading one of his books in Chicago, and the day after I finished it, he was actually going into like our office, like the shared office space, for a meeting. And I was just like, Gary V, listen, like, I just finished your book. Like, and I was so excited to meet him. And I come back to my desk and I'm like, oh my God, everyone, I met Gary V. And everyone's like, who in the hell is that? And I was just like, and that's when I knew I had to leave accounting, get out, go into real estate full time. That was like my point of like, I'm not even in the same realm of the people I want to be associated with. But it was just one of those moments where I was like, look at myself. I was like, I can't share this moment with, but that can sit, and that's the hardest part, right? I myself will go back on LinkedIn. I'm like, I really need to post. Like, I always think to myself, what would Yona do? Yona just post something, Kyle in the comments, just be there, right? Because like anything in life, you have to show up, add value. And I think you're an industry leader when it comes to that as a whole, right? Not just LinkedIn. Every time I see your posts, it's not only educating, but a lot of the times it's, hey, I have this connection, and you know, you just bring so many people together and add value to help the world, right? And I think that's, you know, it's giving.
It's a great platform. It's a great platform to do that on, because it's really all about, I mean, I feel this way. I don't know if everyone feels this way, but I feel it's, you know, networking. A lot of networking is how much you can help other people, not how much you can tell people about yourself. Okay. That's not what networking is, right? If you go to a networking, and we went, right, when we were in, you know, Orlando together, or in Atlanta, right, the conference before that, you know, I come up to you like, hey guys, congregation, that's, that's what you got to do. Right. And no, that wasn't even, it was like, you know, how are you? Let's talk. Let's just get to know each other. Let's have a good time. Let's have a conversation. And you just get to know people. And through knowing people, then you actually may eventually do business with them, but you get to help them also, because we learn about the other person, who they are, what they're looking for, what they need. And then LinkedIn is such an awesome platform to be able to make those connections, because you find a lot of times someone will make a post and be like, I'm looking for a, you know, an accountant in Baltimore, whatever. And like, if you know someone who's an accountant, if you do a lot of networking, you know a lot of people, you can just tag someone and there you can share your experience and be like, I use this person. And so it has that ability to just connect people so much.
And I think that's the biggest disconnect when it comes to social media. It's either I get some of the times, hey, I want to add value to you, right? I want to add value to you. What can I do to you? And it's like, I'd have to think about this for 30 minutes on top of now I have to like, you know what I mean? There's so many things that are happening in the day to day that I don't have time, or, hey, how about I sell you on this thing, right?
Like, right.
You know, check this out. And it's just, it's frustrating because like, there's so much content out there, like, don't be that person, but people are just punching you in the face, just trying to throw the haymaker. And
I think it comes back to Gary Vee, you know, jab, 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 right hook. You know, he was talking in that book. He actually, I learned recently that he originally wanted to title it jab, 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 right hook. But the editors, you know, cut it down. The point of it is, what is the jab? The jab is add value, add value, add value, add value. Then the, you know, right hook is, that's the sell. When you can actually get them close enough that you can. But when people think about adding value, they understand it in the wrong way. So adding value is not about put out content that nobody is necessarily going to see or resonate with. It's literally about trying to get to know your audience and getting to know them. That actually does not happen through your posting of content. It actually happens through engaging with other people's content. And that is probably the most important part of social media in general, but specifically with LinkedIn, because of that business networking feel to it.
Yeah, I think the analogy, it might have been you who said it, but like, imagine if you had no followers and you're just posting, it's like yelling into an empty room, versus if you're commenting, right? You're in the conversation, you're getting yourself out there and expanding those networks. It's kind of like Clubhouse, right? And the new crave, right? Starting a room by yourself versus joining in and kind of networking through that. So, and plus two, it's by going through the comments. It's not just saying, hey, good job. You know, hey, we closed the deal. Congrats, right? There's going to be a ton of those. But if you can post something that's thought worthy, provoking, right? Then their post trends and continues the kind of the cycle and, you know, can add value, right? So it's not just going through the motions. It's actually taking the time to put thought and energy to it, which it sounds like everyone's job is, you know, it's like, sounds like another job on paper, but you never know what business partner, vendor, broker, investor you're going to get. So it's just the ROI is infinite, right? As long as you're consistent.
100%. That's so important. And I think I actually did a post. All comes back to Gary Vee. But I wrote an article. It's actually, anyone check this out. It's on my LinkedIn page. I wrote an article. It's called How to Add Massive Value. What is it called? I forgot the name of it. It was a while. It was a couple of years ago. But it was called something to the extent of how to add massive value to your network. And so what it, the premise of this is, by not actually posting, but commenting on other people's posts. And it is based on a principle that Gary Vee came up with called the $1.80 strategy. I don't know if you heard of this, where he said you should spend $1.80 a day. What does that mean? Add your 2 cents, your thoughts, your thoughtful comment to 90 pieces of content a day. So that's ridiculous. Okay. And he tracked this and he did this back in, 10 years ago or something on Twitter and Instagram, where he was literally consuming 90 pieces of content a day, like 6 to 8 hours a day. Now, I can tell you personally from having, you know, spent days where I'm 6 to 8 hours a day on LinkedIn, you can't consume 90 pieces of content in that amount of time, even if you wanted to.
That'd be a weird rabbit hole, especially on LinkedIn. You get to the point where on those like riddles, those math riddles and all that stuff.
Exactly. There's some things that take time. But what I did, I boiled it down to 18 cents. I created something called the 18 cents challenge and just to boil it down to 9 pieces of content a day. And what you're doing essentially is by getting massive exposure, by actually adding value to other people, not by posting your own. Posting your own content is, you know, anyone can really do that, but consuming someone else's, really understanding them and then adding, like you said, a thoughtful content, not just thanks, congrats, you're awesome, blah, blah, blah. Like no one's going to care so much about that. And that adds so much value and it gets you so much exposure, especially if done right. Okay. Especially if it's done right, because you can find people who are again, having to have a huge post that's going to be seen by a ton of people. And if your name is on there and your tagline is right underneath there, and your tagline is so important because that tells people who you are and what you do and how you can help them. And immediately that's your branding. People connect immediately with that. getting exposure of your brand, of who you are, can be done multiple times a day without actually posting any original content.
Yeah, that's I posted on Ray Dalio's, one of his principles, because it's one of my favorite books. And the notifications of everyone commenting on that is huge. By no means was I the most creative or thoughtful on that, but that's the same principle, right? You all it takes is that one person, that one deal, yep, whatever it may be, to constantly get that. And I think that's great, because I think too with Gary Vee, it's being consistent, but also thought-provoking and understanding the platform. I think a lot of people go head first into stuff and then they're like, oh, my TikTok didn't get me my investors, right? And it's just like, well, you don't really, you got to understand the platform and know your audience on top of the algorithm, which is hard enough by itself and it's constantly changing. But by constantly, you know, LinkedIn, the mindset of I'm ready to do business, right? It's not, you know, the presidential election. It's not everyone's views on COVID, right? It's I'm ready to do business and celebrate wins or help as many people as possible. So I think it's just knowing the platform, the principles is huge, yeah, but also providing thoughtful value add. But Yona, I wanted to touch on base too, because when you give so much value and you're constantly promoting others, right? Not just yourself, but promoting as many people, how do you turn that kind of momentum into the community that you built? Because seeing it live in person, everyone, like, you would think that Yona, you're Santa Claus, like, coming to life, and people are like, oh my God, it's Yona. And then in 15 minutes, there's a LinkedIn meetup because they just saw you there. So from building that momentum, how do you spin that into a community of people that you help consistently?
You know, it's something that I'm very conscious of, and it's all about the relationships. Okay. It's all for me. That's what it's all about. And I love the way that you kind of named it or called it a community, because that's really what it is. It's a very difficult thing to do, I found, but it's so important.
You make it look so easy. I wanted to say that before you continue.
Yeah. But you know, the funny thing is that it's easy if you love it and you enjoy it and you have fun. And so it's that, with that regard, it's easy. I love it and I enjoy it. I really do. But it's difficult to actually, you know, put in the time and the effort. So it scares a lot of people away and people don't have the wherewithal to do that. But for me, like getting on Zoom calls or phone calls and meeting people in person and doing that, spending the time to actually get to know people that I meet on social media, that's really important to me. Because it's all about the relationships. And again, like you said, you don't know, it's not necessarily about, are you going to buy from this person? Or are you going to sell to this person? It's about maybe there's someone that could be your, you know, future partner here. Maybe there's someone that can, you know, give you a referral to someone. Maybe there's, you never know what's going to come out of it. And so it's all about kind of that awareness. And when you're focused on the people, that so much can come from that. So building the community, you know, it's difficult because there's not necessarily a forum to do that. In a way, but a couple of ways that I've done creatively to do this is number one, I started a Facebook group that's, you know, called Real Estate Connections. And that's just a way for me to kind of bring people from LinkedIn that want to have more kind of, you know, opportunities together and kind of introduce each other and kind of get connections that way. But the second thing I did was create a weekly Zoom meetup. So this came about when, you know, when we didn't have the opportunities to meet in person anymore, which I love. So back, you know, about I think April, May of last year, I decided, okay, let's do this. Let's create a Zoom meetup. So what we're doing now is that's where I see a lot of the community coming together, because you can actually talk to people face-to-face. You can get in Zoom with 50, 100 people and then kind of just meet the same people every single week, have these conversations. That's the way to bring it home. And again, it's really bringing about those relationships, creating them, and then bringing them to you know, kind of the next level. It's not just keeping it as I have X number of followers and I have, you know, X number of views and likes and all that stuff. That's really not what it's about. That has very little to do. Obviously that will help you get to your goal, but in the end of the day, it really has to be focused on the people.
Absolutely. And I think that's a really big piece is, you're one of the main influencers I've seen. And I think you brought up a good point of, it's not about the number of followers, connections, right? It's the impact made. And the first question I have is, how do you measure that? Do you kind of have an impact pool? Because I know you've helped so many people, but is there a, like a BHAG or a Big Hairy Audacious goal that you have to help so many people? Is that kind of your why, if you will?
So I kind of the opposite. If I can help one person every day, like that's it. And so if that means just making a connection, like making one introduction a day, like that's my goal. So if I can do anything beyond that, it's a huge win.
Cherry on top.
And sometimes, And sometimes there's, you know, it happens dozens of times a day or, you know, a lot, but really starting out with, I'm not looking at some big audacious, right, hairy goal. I'm looking at, how can I help one person?
Yeah. And I think that's very refreshing in the world of real estate, because people are on the chase for followers and this and going viral, but it's being as simple as helping one person every single day. That's 365 people you've helped over a course of 5-10 years. That's, and we all say in real estate, it's a long-term game of compounding relationships. So, you know, if you do that quick math at exponential on 365, that's a really big number. But for Yona, I'm curious on the Facebook group. I myself am looking at it. I see it, but I don't understand kind of the more logistics and how to get people in. So what are some tips if people had like building that community in the Facebook groups setting?
So in general, a Facebook group is, and it's funny because we're taking people from LinkedIn when LinkedIn has groups itself, right? But the groups on LinkedIn is like an archaic feature that doesn't really work anymore. They recently updated it like a few weeks ago, and they changed that you can now turn on a notification bell and get notifications from any activity that happens in the group. But
I've seen some of those groups and it's like 9 years old, the last comment, and you're like, cool, I might as well just sell like a carrier pigeon to send this message.
Exactly. You know, groups used to be a huge thing on LinkedIn, and it was really more like a forum, kind of a very niche specific forum, because there wasn't the main feed that was used as that forum. When the main feed a few years ago came, that the groups kind of put on the back burner and nobody really used them anymore. And that became a big challenge. So Facebook groups, on the other hand, are very interactive, is a great way to kind of create community, great way to be in front of people. In general, and what I want to say before, in general, Facebook groups are a really good way to find your audience. Find those people who actually could eventually, you know, be your, do business with you. If let's say you, you know, have a, I'm not talking about myself personally, but let's say you are a syndicator and you want to have find who those people are who are going to invest with you. You want to be able to have a place to give them a lot of value constantly. LinkedIn is a very noisy place and it's hard to find the exact thing every day. If you bring people together in a small group, you can then, you know, put those posts out or put those questions and kind of make it a community of interaction on a much more focused level. And so there's a real way to build, again, it's all about the brand. It's about people seeing you over and over again. And so Facebook, if people are on there, they're going to see you, they're going to see your face, going to see what's going on. In terms of my group specifically, it's a little bit haphazard. I'll be honest with you. It's not, I have a couple rules. I don't want anyone doing any self-promotion there. I don't want people putting links because the links mess up with the algorithm to the group. And also don't want people like just having a place. Like you'll see sometimes on Facebook, someone will post like a listing or whatever it is. And they'll literally post it to like 50 different groups. You're like, I don't need that. Like that's not adding value to anyone. Right. So that's what I wanted. I actually wanted it a place to be where people can feel free and feel open to have to meet people and kind of network in kind of a safe environment.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point because I've been on Facebook a couple times and it's, hey, I have this 300 unit, and it's like on 30 groups and you're like, it's off market, but it's just blasted over Facebook, right? And so that's a good point. It's that safe haven. And I think it's like LinkedIn, you're putting your business hat on, but like Facebook, you kind of take the coat off, relax a little bit. And I've seen content varying from business articles to kind of more personal stuff. And I think it's just really important to have that community because in the end, we're people, right? We have, obviously, we love real estate. But we're more than that. Like I think there's a lot more opportunity to really get to know the person. And in those groups, I think you, like you said, you get to know your audience in a more relaxed, reserved state.
Exactly.
So Yona, is there any, so I think one piece of advice that we've talked about, I think is at IMN, you went really deep on LinkedIn. There's so many social media genres, or Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Clubhouse, TikTok, sure, hundreds more. For someone starting off or just trying to build their community, I would love to hear kind of your advice on whether to pick one or go really wide.
It's a really, you know, there's a lot of discussion to be had on both sides of the coin. I would say, for me, what I've seen works is when you go all in on one platform and then you kind of build that up, because you only have so much time during the day to commit to spend time. And the real importance, like we said at the beginning, consistency is one of the most important things, because again, you're being seen by more people. The more you're seen by, you know, more people, the more opportunities come from that. And so the more time you put in, that is so important. So having that consistency, you can't do that if you're on multiple platforms. You really can't, because you're really spreading it thin. So I would say go all in on one platform. Since LinkedIn happens to be the place right now which has the most organic reach, and obviously that can be argued, maybe TikTok has more nowadays, maybe
Clubhouse. We'll all do, get our TikToks together and start doing viral dances, and that's how we get famous.
Listen, people, I had a guy, a guest on my podcast before, guy Hakeem Vallis, who's a national football, professional football player in the NFL. And he also owns a marketing company, and he specializes in TikTok. And he posts on TikTok and gets millions of views, and none of it is dancing. It's all about financial awareness and financial literacy, which is so interesting because it's just another media platform. I think a lot of the fact that because of the pandemic and because of everything, it switched a lot to being, you know, that main consumer base of TikTok was like between the ages of 12 and 16 to being, you know, now it's more like 16 to, you know, 22 is really the main base. So now there's a bigger audience of people. I'm not on TikTok, so I'm just saying that from from what he told me. But the organic reach of LinkedIn is incredible. So take advantage of it and spend the time consistently building that.
And I love that advice, because in a world of just consumption, like if you dedicate and go all in on one, you're successful once, right? If you're kind of haphazard all over the map, mm-hmm. you're not going to be successful in anything. And once I heard you mention that IMN, I thought that just resonated really well with even my social media presence is not the best. However, it's being married to one and constantly promote myself and just be there, right? Adding value through comments. So I think in a world where there's just, like you said, noise everywhere and ooh shiny and everything else, it's if you commit to one, grow that up, and then reassess of, hey, if I can manage to, great. Or, hey, maybe you met someone on LinkedIn who can mm-hmm. manage all of them and chop up all the content. And then that's how you make it, right? So I just love that advice. And I think it's just super helpful. And even too, right? You got your LinkedIn momentum going so much that now you have the Facebook group. So
exactly. And I'm on Instagram now too.
Oh, wow. See, and that's the thing, right? You're because you were a pro in one, you have momentum in other spaces. And I think just a lot of people, you don't have to be the best marketer. You just have to consistently be there. And I think that's what you've done. You've done a phenomenal job. And I think everyone in the LinkedIn world now knows Yona. And if they don't, they're going to today because of this podcast, I hope.
Absolutely.
So Yona, before we're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll come back with our investor pro tip. Is your money working as hard as you are? At RAM Partners, we partner with hardworking investors who are seeking true passive income through multifamily real estate. Partnering with RAM means transparent communication with our webinars, monthly statements, and newsletters. For more information, visit rampartners.com to register for our investor portal and to set up a call with our team. And we're back. So, Yona, a ton of great advice on the social media. I know after this, I'm definitely going to add my 2 cent $1.80 challenge. And you don't have to hold me accountable because I'm going to post every day on your stuff. So, you know, I'm there. But what is your one investor pro tip to our listeners to help them in 2021?
Investor pro tip definitely is going to have to be find people and make that you align with, that you can mastermind with, right? Don't try to go at it on your own. Try to find a tribe of people who are have similar goals as you and share ideas, because the abundance mindset is really where, you know, real success comes from.
Absolutely. And I, and it's to that point, I read Who, Not How. And by connecting with those people, I think a lot of like our education and even myself, it's, oh, how do I do this? And then I can teach someone else, just partner with them right off the bat and continue to learn and scale. And you're investing in relationships that you're going to grow with and compound. Naval Ravikant says compounding relationships is how you become really successful. So thank you so much, Yona. Yona, where, if anyone has any questions or wants to reach out to you, what's the best way they can reach you?
I didn't want to assume.
You all know the rules that assume, but I just wanted to.
No, but I seriously, you can go to yonawise.com. That's a great place to connect with me, or find me on LinkedIn. Send me a connection request with a note. Okay. With a note that says you listen to this podcast, and I'm going to know right away, that you found me from this podcast.
And make sure you follow Yona's podcast, Wise Advice. It's a great podcast of just connecting people. So you get to hear more of Yona and his tips and having professionals on there. So thank you so much, Yona, for being on the podcast. I look forward to having in-person events again where I can be your bodyguard through and make sure not all the fans bombard you. If you have any questions for Yona, please reach out to him. He's a great mentor and great resource to have. And if you have any questions for us, please reach out to us at info@randcre.com. Until then, we'll see you next week.